This weekend, both candidates make a final campaign pitch to a worldwide audience estimated at 100 million people. They've both given interviews to Don Francisco, host of this country's most popular Spanish-language program, Sábado Gigante.
¿Por qué nosotros tendrían que votar por usted?
Because esta es la elección más importante de nuestras vidas.
¿Quiere decir algo en español?
Pues quiero que todos los hispanos oyen mis palabras y voten por mí.
Every 4 years, we hear that Hispanic voters will catch fire. The sleeping giant will awaken and swing the presidential election for the Democrats. NPR's John Burnett reports that so far, that's failed to materialize.
Both Republicans and Democrats are putting unprecedented energy and resources into key states with big Hispanic populations, Florida, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada. Based on the numbers, a large Latino voter turnout could easily tip these states. Kelly Farrow, a veteran Democratic strategist in Texas, has heard it all before.
There's an awful lot of cynicism among people like me, political strategists who have expected it to happen before and won't be surprised if it doesn't happen again.
Latinos are the fastest growing minority in the nation. Major U.S. communities like Denver, Dallas, and Orange County have already hit minority-majority status, and others are on the way. But political pros and Hispanic activists continue waiting for the chasm between the Latino population and the Latino vote to close, while Hispanics have the fastest growth rate of new voter registrations and total votes cast. Hispanics continue to have the lowest voter turnout. Some analysts point to the unique nature of the population. A third of U.S. Latinos are under the voting age of 18. Another third are not citizens. That leaves only a third of Latinos eligible to vote. And only about half of those are registered, says Harry Pachon, president of the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute, a Hispanic political think tank.
And you're really looking at only maybe about 12 Latinos out of every 100 voting. So it's a real straightforward demographic explanation that accounts for most of the variation in the Latino vote.
But that still doesn't fully explain why the Latino vote is so hard to energize. For a clue, look to America's borderlands, to Hidalgo County, Texas, land of ruby-red grapefruit, Tejano music, where 9 out of 10 people are Mexican-American, and no Republican has ever won countywide office. Politicos often stop by here at Leo's Food Mart for a carne guisada taco and a visit with Billy Leo. He's mayor of La Jolla, Texas, and a lifelong Democratic activist. If you ask him how is it that 2 years ago in Hidalgo County, only 20% turned out to vote for Tony Sanchez, the Mexican-American candidate for governor, this is what he'll say.
It's pathetic. It is pathetic.
Leo is cranky these days because the national political pros consider Texas a sure thing for its native son, George Bush, and both campaigns are ignoring the state. On Tuesday, Leo predicts about the same countywide turnout they had for the last presidential election, 39% of registered voters.
If the Latino vote is not coming out to vote, and we've been told time and time and again that we're going to make a difference, and they're still not coming out to vote, there's got to be a reason for it.
Hidalgo County is home to hundreds of colonias, underdeveloped subdivisions that lack basic services like water, sewer, and paved roads. When it rains in the Las Palmas colonia, septic tanks overflow and raw sewage flows through the streets. Then it dries, is carried by the wind, and makes residents sick.
Excuse me. All my little girls, all of us three, got allergies.
Nidia Torres lives in Las Palmas in a small yellow house filled with pictures of her 5 children. Because of the frightful conditions in her neighborhood, Torres became a community activist. But Torres says getting her neighbors to vote is frustrating.
If you promise something and then your 4 years are done and now we're in the worse position than we were 4 years before he started, and here comes another term, sometimes people will just think it really wouldn't make any difference in their vote.
In order to get some insight into low voter turnout in the colonias, Rebecca Flores, state director for the United Farm Workers Union, sat down with a group of non-voters.
I asked some questions. I said, why is it you don't vote? They said they just didn't know how. And so I said, well, tell me what that means. So I showed them a ballot, and I said, I want you to show me how you vote on this ballot. And so as I passed it around, people did a big check mark, which is a big no-no. You can't do check marks on these ballots. You have to shade in the little oval. So that was a clear indication to me that they did not know how to do it.
Rebecca Flores says this indicated to her that non-voting Hispanics, at least in South Texas, lack a basic understanding of civics and government. Researchers have noted a correlation between propensity not to vote and poverty and low education. Hidalgo County is perennially one of the poorest counties in America. The national dropout rate for Hispanics is 28%. Here, it's even higher. But none of this changes the trend lines. Hispanics are the fastest growing minority, and their income, education level, and voter participation have been improving slowly but steadily for decades. Jerry Polinard, a political scientist at the University of Texas Pan American in Hidalgo County, says if people have been disappointed at Hispanic turnout, they need to be patient.
People erroneously see this as kind of a magical silver bullet that suddenly everybody goes out and votes, but it's much more, I think, accurate to use a metaphor of a huge ship that's slowly trying to turn. It is a when, not an if, that this is going to take place. And that's inevitable.
John Burnett, NPR News.